Good morning po sa ating lahat. Welcome to ECAC live stream. We praise and thank the Lord for again giving us this opportunity to worship Him and to listen to His Word even through our live stream. So I hope together with your families, you will all be attentive to listening to the message of God for us today. Before we do that, shall we all pray? Panginoon, salamat po. Salamat dahil meron kaming ganitong pagkakataon na matuto, lumago sa aming pananampalataya sa pamamagitan ng pakikinig sa inyong mga salita. And so, Father, may you empower us with your Holy Spirit. Huwag niyo pong hayaan na kami po ay makatulog or huwag niyo pong hayaan na mag-focus kami sa aming mga worries or sa mga bagay-bagay na gumugulo sa isipan namin. But right now, Father, help us to focus on listening to your word through the message this morning. Be with us, Lord God. Minister to us. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen. Marami po sa atin, palagi natin ginagamit yung mga salitang maya na lang. Kapag inutusan tayo ng ating mga magulang at may ginagawa pa tayo, we say, maya na lang po, I'm doing something. Pag minsan din, may favor na hinihingi sa atin ang ating maanak, we would tell them, later, I'm doing something. But my question for every one of you is this. Pwede ba nating gawin yan when it comes to the spreading of the gospel? Pwede ba nating sabihin na, Lord, maya na lang po kasi may ginagawa po akong importante. Lord, maya na lang po ako magkukumit kasi meron pa akong mas mahalagang ginagawa. Well, assuming na totoong pwede tayong magdahilan, I think we need to first ask the question, what prevents you from fully committing your lives to the service of the King? Kung totoo nga, na pwede tayong magdahilan when it comes to our calling in the spreading of the gospel, I think we need to ask the question, ano kaya yung nag-stop sa akin? Ano kaya yung nag-prevent sa akin from fully committing my life to the service of the King? Today, we will look at each section of the story in Acts 8. To get whatever principle we can learn from it. So this time we will start with the first section. And it talks about Saul ravaging the church. Wherein Saul is persecuting the Christians, the churches. Makikita natin yan from verses 1 to 3 of chapter 8. And because of this persecution, because of this, not just persecution, but execution, mga mananampalataya ay pinapatay because of their faith, marami sa kanila, they were scattered. They were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And then in verse 2, makikita natin yung scenario wherein Stephen is being buried. And a great lamentation were over him. So, during this time, I would say na yung setup nila talagang nakakatakot. But take note, marami ang nakulong at dahil sa pagsunod sa utos ng Diyos na ipalaganap ang mensahe, ang gospel, some of them were even killed. So it means, hindi po napigilan yung gawain ng Panginoon. That's why I would say that persecution did not stop the work of God. But anong nangyari? Persecution hastened the spread of the gospel. Mas napabilis ang paglaganap ng salita ng Diyos because of persecution. And that's why I would say today na hindi dapat tayo matakot because of these circumstances. I'm not just referring to persecutions, no? But anumang mga circumstances na meron ka ngayon, I would say that that should not stop you from doing and from fulfilling your calling. But should all the more motivate us. Bakit? Kasi dun mo mas makikita na talagang kailangan na spread yung message. Why? Because someone is trying to stop it. At bakit kaya pinipigilan ang pag-spread ng gospel? Dahil pag ginawa natin yon, itong mga tao ay maliligtas. And so the enemy, Satan, is trying to stop that because he knows na maraming maliligtas. Maraming magkakaroon ng pag-asa. Maraming matututo na lumaban sa kanilang mga struggles. And that's why the very agenda of the enemy is to stop you and to give you reasons to stop the work of the Lord. But then again, here makikita natin, hindi yon naging rason. Yung persecution, yung ang kapalit ay buhay nila ay hindi naging rason to the spreading of the gospel. And now we move on to the section of Philip. In verse 4 it says here, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip. And when they heard him and saw the signs that he did, for unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in the city. So sino ba itong si Philip? Well, Philip was one of the seven. He was mentioned. He was one of those individuals na in-entrust ng mga apostles na alagaan po yung mga widows, yung mga mahihirap. And he is also one of those who were scattered at that time during the persecution. So again, because of the persecution, na-scatter sila and all the more na-spread yung gospel, na-spread yung message. Well, that's an amazing idea, no? Na ginamit ng Panginoon yung circumstance nila so that mas mapabilis pa yung mensahe. And not only that, Philip, similar to Stephen, was one of those individuals who was not contented with just helping and caring for the poor. He went even to the point of sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel, nakapalit yung kanyang kaligtasan. So si Philip ay isa doon sa mga believers na talagang lumalago sa kanilang pananampalataya. Kasi hindi siya nakokontento na ito lang yung ginagawa niya for the Lord. He wanted to do more for God. And then in verse 8, napakaganda po nito. Sinabi rito, so there was much joy in that city. Sometimes, tayo mga mananampalataya, nakafocus tayo sa mga negative things na nangyayari. But here, the author is trying to point this out. Na yes, may mga persecutions, may mga hindi magandang nangyayari. But look at the result. Yung mga nasapian, napapalaya sila. Yung mga lame, yung mga paralyzed, sila ay napapagaling. But not only that, there was much joy. May kagalakan. Kahit na may persecution, kahit na may mga namamatay, may kagalakan. Because you know what? Those persecutions, yung kamatayan na yon, were but temporary. Alam nyo kung ano yung eternal? Yung ikaw, meron ka ng personal relationship with God. And so, what principle can we learn from these two sections? From Acts 8, 1 to 8. Ano kaya yung principle na pwede nating makuha dito? Well, I would say that persecutions or any other hindrances can never stop God from spreading His message of salvation. We take part by committing to spread the message despite the cost. Let me repeat that. Persecutions or any other hindrances can never stop God from spreading His message of salvation. Hindi po natin kayang hadlangan or any circumstances that we are in right now cannot stop God from spreading the message of the gospel. And so I would say na ang part po natin is to commit to the spreading of the message, to commit our lives to preach the gospel, to share the gospel to the people. Well, it's true, no, na kahit hindi ka mag-commit, magpapatuloy pa rin yung gawain ng Panginoon. Totoo yan. But then I would say that it's a loss para sa'yo. It's going to be a loss kasi hindi ka lalago sa iyong pananampalataya. Hindi ka mas lalong didepende sa Kanya at hindi mo mararamdaman yung pag-ibig ng Diyos na meron sa mga naliligaw ng landas. And that's the reason why you need to take part. And plus, if your salvation is true, kung totoong nakakilala ka sa Panginoon, hindi mo mapipigilan ang iyong paglago. And that's the reason why you will do everything to commit to spreading the gospel. You will do everything to be able to serve the Lord and fulfill your calling. Again, let me reiterate, your circumstances should not serve to give excuses. Your circumstances should not serve to give excuses, but to remind us of the urgency. Itong pandemic, itong panahon natin ngayon, hindi dapat nagkukos itong situation natin na manlamig tayo sa pananampalataya natin. Na mas lalo pa tayong mag-Facebook, mag-social media, to the point na mapabayaan natin yung ating quiet time, yung ating devotional time, yung ating pagbabasa ng salita ng Diyos, yung ating pananalangin. But, itong sitwasyon natin should all the more motivate us na hala, kailangan kong lalo pang pagtibayin ang aking pananampalataya dahil may tendency ako na maging relax because of the situation. May tendency ako na mas maging tamad. So again, talking about the question earlier, pwede nga ba tayong magdahilan when it comes to our calling to fully commit our lives to Him? No. All these circumstances are not reasons for us to not commit to God in full commitment. Hindi pwedeng half lang yan, yung commitment mo kay Lord. It has to be your 100%. Now, moving on, we see a situation here where this guy, Simon, is trying to impress the people through his magic. At dito sa section na ito, makikita natin na in verse 13, siya po ay namangha kay Philip. At hindi lang namangha, he started believing, and then he was also baptized because he saw the signs and the miracles that Philip at the time was performing. Now moving on to verse 14 to 17. Ito yung nangyari. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Then verse 16 and 17, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then in verse 17, then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, marami pong implication itong verse 16 to 17, at may tendency tayo na ma-misunderstand natin kung ano yung ibig sabihin nito. That's why I'd just like to clarify what does this mean. So, verse 16 and 17, we need to understand that this is not a normative event. Okay? When we say normative event, ibig sabihin, hindi po ito lagi-laging nangyayari. Which implies na posibleng nangyari lang ito noong panahon nila. Na kung saan, kilala na nila si Jesus, and then after that, when the apostles came, after laying their hands on these individuals, on these people, after that, they receive the Holy Spirit. So again, hindi siya normative. Posibleng nangyari lang siya nung mga panahong ito. Another important thing that we need to know is that other scholars would say that this was only, no, yung pag-lay hands sa mga mananampalataya at that time was only to affirm their claim that they are now followers of the Lord Jesus. That they are affirming that now these individuals have fully committed their lives to the Lord and has been baptized by the Spirit of God. And affirming as well that now they are part of the body. So, the main emphasis here is that, again, nung nakatanggap sila, nakakilala sila sa Panginoon, mahalaga that they will be baptized immediately, or in the context of the other scholars, they would say kailangan na ma-affirm yung kanilang pananampalataya because it's urgent. It's urgent that upon receiving Christ, they will follow Him. They will commit. They will fully commit to the service of the King. Because later on, as we all know, these individuals will be commissioned, or was commissioned to different parts of Asia Minor, and then later on in Europe to spread the message. And then, may interesting na scenario dito na kung saan balik na naman kay Simon. In verse 18, nung nakita ni Simon ang lahat ng yon na ginagawa ng mga apostles, he wanted that as well. He wanted that power in verse 19. Gusto din niyang matanggap yon, pero with wrong intentions. And the apostles saw that in him. And that's why ito yung sinabi ni Peter sa kanya in verse 20 to 22. May your silver with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent therefore, of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. So dito natin makikita na itong si Simon, hindi pala genuine yung kagustuhan niya na matanggap yung Spirit. Hindi pala genuine yung nagpabaptize siya at naniwala siya dito sa message of the gospel, yung message about Jesus Christ. Ang gusto lang pala niya doon is for him also to be famous just like these apostles, just like the disciples. Gusto niya yung kasikatan because we know from his background, kanina sa binasa natin, na kilalang kilala siya, sikat siya. And that's why the principle that we can learn from Acts 8, 9 to 25 is this. When we commit to follow and obey Christ, it should not be for honor and wealth. It should be for living out His examples. That's the principle that we can learn from this section. Marami sa atin, we try our best to study the words of God. We involve ourselves to the ministry. Gusto natin na maging leader tayo sa church. Gusto natin na i-share yung gospel, sabihin sa marami na we're doing this, we're doing that for the Lord, but with wrong intentions. We're doing it so that mas maging sikat tayo, mas makilala tayo. Na ang ginagawa natin, we try to immerse ourselves in learning the scripture, in going deep. Para sa ganon, masabi natin na magaling tayo, marami tayong alam. And again, the intention is really to boost our pride. And I think that's the reminder for us today. Na posibleng naglilingkod ka sa Panginoon pero with wrong intentions. I'm sure marami sa atin na naka-experience or nakarinig sa mga preachers na after nila mag-preach, hihingi sila. Marami ring iba na after preaching, they give to people and then they tell that to others. Bakit? Kasi mas nakikilala yung pangalan nila. O ito, si so-and-so, ang galing-galing niya, ang dami niyang nabigyan ng trabaho, ang dami niyang natulungan. But then, ang ganda, pero with wrong intentions. So again, when we commit to follow and obey Christ, it should be for living out His examples. Kaya tayo nag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos, kaya gusto nating lumalim sa salita ng Diyos, ay hindi para ipagmalaki sa iba, kundi para maturuan natin yung iba. Para mas lalo pa nating matulungan yung iba na maunawaan ang kanilang pananampalataya. Hindi lang po yun, no? Para lalo pa tayong lumalim sa ating relasyon sa Panginoon. Because as we get to know more about Him, mas lalo pong lumalalim yung ating relationship with God. And that's the reason why we do this. Not for selfish gain. So again, why are we in the ministry? Bakit tayo nasa ministry ng Panginoon? Why are we in the church? Why are we in the school serving the people? Why are we teaching? Why are we in the business sector? Are we there to earn money? Are we there so that we can survive? Yun lang ba? That's one. But that's not the main reason. Well, the main reason is so that you can minister, you can serve others. When you're teaching and you're taking, you know, bribe from other people, you're not serving. When you're preaching and you're taking money, you're taking the pride from from the honor of other that other people gives you, then that's not really loving God. I hope we are doing this. We're serving. We are in the ministry because that's the outflow of our commitment to obey God, and at the same time, the outflow of our relationship with Him. And that's why we exist in whatever sector, whatever ministry we are in right now, we exist to live out the examples of Jesus. Not to be famous, not to gain popularity, not for selfish ambition. And time again, we are being reminded of this because we have that tendency na ma-enjoy natin yung glory instead of giving the glory to God. Now, let's move on to the last section, and it's about Philip and the utopian eunuch. So, ang nangyari dito is that the Lord led Philip to meet this guy, this eunuch, who is at that moment in verses 26 to 33, nagbabasa ng portion in Isaiah. And so here comes Philip, tinanong niya kung naiintindihan mo ba yung binabasa mo, and then this guy said, well, hindi ko to maintindihan unless may mag-guide sa akin. And so he was reading a portion in, again, like I said, in Isaiah, and this is the portion that he was reading in verse 32 to 33. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. And then, continuing on to verses 34 to 40, makikita natin dito that Philip explains ano bang ibig sabihin nun. And then Philip here is saying that this is the good news that talks about Jesus. And then, later on, in verse 36 to 38, sabi nung eunuch, what prevents me from being baptized? And then in verse 38, and he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. So you see, again, makikita natin dito yung urgency ng pagbibigay ng ating buhay sa Panginoon. Just that, like the eunuch, hindi niya na hinintay yung comfort, yung kung saan komportable siya, wherein maganda yung kung saan siya mababaptize, well-prepared ang lahat. Sa kanya, at the time, it's important for him na talagang ibigay na ang buong buhay niya sa Panginoon, and so he did not wait anymore. Hindi na siya nagbigay ng kung ano-ano pang mga rason. Immediately, he said, I wanted to be baptized and I want it now. So, yung comfort ng place did not hinder him from fully committing to follow Christ. And again, going back to the question earlier, even the place you are in right now is not a reason for you not to fully commit to the ministry of the Lord, to the calling that God has called you to do. In verse 39, another emphasis on the urgency, and when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel. So, take note, ang ginawa ng Panginoon, Philip led him to this eunuch that wherein, based on the context, posible na this guy is going to spread the gospel. And so makikita natin yung urgency doon, yung kailangan ng gawin. And now, after leading him to this eunuch, immediately, through the Spirit of God, he took Philip away and then napadpad siya sa Azotus. And there, he also started preaching the gospel. So after event, from after event, there was that vast spreading of the gospel. Merong pagmamadali. Why? Because of the urgency. Yung pagmamadali dito, I'm not saying na minamadali nila na hindi nila ginagawa yung best nila. But as long as there is an opportunity to preach and spread the gospel, to commit to the service of the King, they will do that. Kasi ramdam nila yung urgency na dapat marami ang maligtas, marami ang makakilala sa Panginoon dahil marami pa ang hindi nakakapakinig sa mga salita ng Diyos. Marami pa ang hindi na-encourage sa mga salita ng Diyos. And so, the principle that we can learn from this last section is this. The urgency to follow Christ is not later, but now. Your situation does not justify your reason as to when will you follow Him. It is through those situations that reminds us that we need to follow Him now. ECAC's tagline, "Obey God, Make Disciples." Para po sa ating lahat ngayon na naririto, yan po yung ECAC tagline. Obey God, Make Disciples. Itong tagline na ito, whenever I look at this, because I'm trying to finish the whole presentation of the ECAC ministry, whenever I look at it, I am reminded of my calling. And what is that? To obey God, how? By making disciples. You cannot say that you obey God, but then you're not making disciples. And you know what? Yung urgency niyan is not later. Yung urgency niyan ay hindi mamaya na. Yung urgency niyan implies that it should be now. Now the question for us today is this. In whatever circumstances you are in right now, saang lugar ka man, ano man yung pinagdadaanan mo mentally, emotionally, my question for you is this. Is that a reason for us to not fully commit to God? And I think the answer is no. Akala kasi natin, when we fully commit to God, akala natin, mangyayari lang yung makakapag-fully commit tayo sa Panginoon kapag na-resolve na natin lahat ng problema. Pag okay na tayo, pag medyo okay-okay na ako. Ang hindi natin alam na ang reason kung bakit hindi ka pa okay siguro until now is simply because you're not fully committing your life to the service of the Lord. I would say na kahit may problema ka, may pagsubok, may pinagdadaanan ka ngayon, I would say na kapag nag-commit ka sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon, yung ministry na kung saan ka should help you in your struggle. Yung ministry na kung saan involved ka should all the more motivate you to follow Christ. And that's why I would say na wala ka talagang pwedeng sabihing rason para sabihing mamaya na ako mag-fully commit sa Panginoon. Because you know what? When you are in the ministry, all the more kang matutulungan. That's why I keep on telling everyone in the leadership team that those ministries should be intentionally making disciples. So kapag na-involve ka sa isang ministry, kailangan yung nagagawa ng ministry na yon ay mas lalo ka pang napapalapit sa Panginoon, mas lalo ka pang nami-mentor, mas nakikater yung mga needs mo. The sad thing to say is that minsan kasi yung ministry nagko-cause sa atin yun ng discouragement. But like here, kung nakinig tayong lahat, makikita natin na yung may mga namamatay, yung may mga discouragement, hindi yun nag-stop sa kanila to be involved in the ministry of preaching the gospel, in the ministry of serving the people. Hindi nag-stop sa kanila. Naging motivation sa kanila yon na mas kailangan nilang gawin. And so brothers and sisters, I hope nakita natin yung urgency. Kung hindi ka pa involved sa anumang ministries na meron sa ating church or sa anumang church na kung saan malapit ka, I pray na sana ma-involve ka. I pray na sana maibigay mo ang lahat, ang buong buhay mo to serve the Lord. Not for honor and fame, but out of your love for God. Out of the outflow of your relationship with God. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for once again reminding us of how important it is that we will continually serve you fully. Na walang reservation, not 50%, but 100%, Lord God. Help us and empower us with your Holy Spirit to be able to do this. And Father, help us to grow more in you, not for the sake of popularity or fame or honor, but for the sake of loving you, knowing you more, and so that we can lead more people to you, Lord God. Empower us right now with your Holy Spirit, Lord, for we cannot do this on our own. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.